interesting in Ireland in the Jacobite War, the methods that Tyrconnell used to try and finance his army. First of all, he tried to raise taxation through an Irish Parliament, and they put on a property tax, which was supposed to be collected by committees in each county, and there was a levy for each county. But one source says it was never turned to any account, which means that it produced relatively little. They set up the machinery to collect it, but the machinery didn't function very well. A second source was that he still was getting a certain amount of taxation in Ireland. The peacetime taxation was there to some extent. But the third and most interesting thing was that they started to mint their own coinage. Governments, of course, historically have done this when they're in a tight corner. You just produce more money and then you can pay your bills. So what Tyrconnell and James II did was they established mints in Dublin and to a lesser extent in Limerick. I mean, there was a mint in Limerick, but it didn't produce as much coinage. And they didn't have bullion, gold or silver, but they used base metals, copper and brass, and some brass guns were melted down, and so the money that they produced is often called gun money as a result. But in fact, it was made from any base metal, probably household utensils more than guns, that was available. And they produced something between 1 million and 2 million of these coins, and they used them to pay the army, and then the soldiers then could buy their supplies and so on. But people were a bit dubious about their true worth. They weren't strictly, they were used as coinage, but strictly speaking, they were tokens. And the idea was that each carried, they were rather well-made coins, and they're quite commonly available still. Each one carries the date, but it gives a month of the year as well. And the idea was that they were tokens and that they'd be redeemed, you know, when King James and company had won the war. And then they'd be redeemed, you know, on a gradual basis based on their date of issue. But of course, they didn't win the war and the coin became virtually worthless. The Williamites offered a halfpenny for a half a crown at one stage. So, well, a halfpenny is worth a very small amount of money anyway, and those of us that are old enough can remember half crowns as being worth, was it an eighth of a pound or something like that. So it was a huge devaluation, and the following year the Williamites said, well, if you didn't make the exchange now, there, as far as we're concerned, they're worth nothing. I think a lot of Jacobites sort of buried their brass money or their gun money in the country, and it turns up regularly and quite available on the market still, and it's worth considerably more today than it ever was in 1689 or 1690.
Yeah, so the story of how the Jacobites lost the War of the Two Kings because of financial insolvency, huh?
No, because the strange thing was that after the Battle of the Boyne, the coinage really became pretty worthless, certainly in the Williamite half of the country. There's still some coins down in Limerick, but then in the last year of the war, you know, 1691, they gave up. And so the soldiers weren't paid at all. But about soldiers, when they get into a war and they stand shoulder to shoulder with their comrades or something, they just are reluctant to give up, you know. And they showed great resilience and took an almost fatalistic view of the situation and just soldiered on. One of the English officers said in his memoir, he's very critical of the Irish, you know, but then he said, it is really wonderful and will perhaps to after ages seem incredible that an army should be kept together above a year without any pay. And these were the poor Jacobite soldiers, shoeless and rags, but still fighting on, but not getting any money. I suppose if King James had eventually won, their brass tokens and copper talk might have turned out to be valuable, but maybe one shouldn't put one's trust in governments or kings when it comes to money, especially.
Indeed. You know, some people would see in this a thread of Irish fatalism and passivity that runs right through to the present day.
Well, that could be. I wouldn't really care to comment about people's attitude at the present day. Really, that's the politicians. But there is a sort of acceptance, isn't there? I mean, much complaint and anger, but there is a sort of almost acceptance of the situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People just say, well, I have to emigrate and that's it, whatever it might be. They're extremely patient, these soldiers at the end of the 17th century anyway.